Here in the United States, even in a faltering economy, warehouse stores have been very successful. And one company seems to be running away with the business. Seattle-based Costco. It's leaving the Walmart entry, Sam's Club, behind. You must be a dues-paying member to shop in these stores, and millions are. Rolling carts and dollies into the warehouses. And out again, typically with a year's supply of toilet paper. What makes Costco work better than the rest? The company says it's because shopping is cheap and entertaining and workers are well paid and happy. But as we'll hear, not everybody buys that. Costco began as one-stop shopping for small business owners like David King. He has a sandwich shop. He buys drinks and groceries, but other things as well.
Paper, plates, plasticwares, paper towels, mop, so everything that I needed for my business.
These days, Costco also aims for middle-class families who stuff their SUVs with cases of whatever and can afford to shell out for the so-called spice items scattered around the store. Do you need a dark chocolate replica of the Pentagon? It's $11, plus everything from diamond rings to really big bags of dog food. Consumers seem to like the company, so do employees. Costco pays well above the industry average. Lorenzo McBride is a supervisor on the sales floor.
In the field I was in, this is the best opportunity I can get. The opportunity for promotion and their pay scale. Because I was recently working at CVS with, you know.
That's a drugstore chain,
a drugstore, right?
Is there a big difference in what they paid and what Costco
big
pays?
When I left CVS, I was there for 10 years. I think I left there, I was making $7 an hour. I've been here 7 years, I'm making $17 an hour.
Beginning cashiers make $10.50 an hour with full dental and medical and affordable family benefits. Cashiers could make $45,000 within 3 years with promotions and bonuses. Perhaps not surprisingly, workers stay. At one point, Costco hired considerable additional staff for their 433 stores because they thought checkout lines were too long. That knocked earnings down a bit, which brings us to the discordant note in this hymn to a big box.
If you are working for them or if you're shopping there, there is absolutely nothing not to love about them. If you were a shareholder at the point in time where they lowered their earnings expectations, there was a lot not to love.
Wall Street is not a fan. Patty Edwards is managing director for the investment firm Wentworth Hauser & Wiolich, also based in Seattle. Her funds own hundreds of thousands of Costco shares, but, she says, stock in Costco would be a more attractive investment if the company were not quite so eager to please employees and customers.
Wall Street is a very picky community, and they want to see everything going right at all times, which we all know is not possible. They want to see not only fabulous sales numbers, but they also want to know that they've got all of their costs in getting those sales numbers under control. And unfortunately, they have had some issues with workers' compensation. They have had issues with health care costs. Their health care costs have been phenomenally high because they do take such good care of their workers. And that, while it was great for their employees, was not so great for their shareholders because it was a large drain on the company.
So what you're saying is, even if they are enormously successful, they could still wring more money out of the company if they didn't pay as well as they do, or offer the benefits that they do, or have as many people on the sales floor as they do.
Exactly. They can get a lot of benefit out of very small changes. We're not talking about taking their health care costs and making it so that it's only 50% employer paid and 50% paid by the employee. We're talking about small 3%, maybe 4% incremental changes over time.
But what is wrong with letting Costco be Costco?
Absolutely nothing unless you're the shareholder. If you're investing, you're probably a capitalist and you're looking to watch your money grow.
And sell your stock at a profit. But corporate watchdog Nell Minow says that is not quite the right way to look at a company like Costco.
If they're going to cut benefits, they're going to lose some of their employees. And if they're going to raise prices, they're going to lose some of their customers. So I don't see any reason to believe that those changes would be anything other than a zero sum. They might give the stock price a little bump in the short term, but over the long term, they wouldn't.
Nell Minow is editor of the Corporate Library, an independent research firm specializing in corporate governance. She is not a member of the Church of Costco. Publicly held businesses must be for the investor, she says. It is their money. For her, that long term is the key. Pension funds and other investors in for the long haul must always be considered first, and Costco hasn't always done that. Now, she also thinks most of the spectacular business failures of the last few years have been aggravated by undue attention to the share price over sound business practices. Balance, she says, is what's needed by all companies, including Costco.
Wall Street is always about today. Wall Street only knows the present tense. They don't really think very much about the future. You want to make sure that the money is being invested in a way that is going to benefit everybody long term. It's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Capitalism is not for sissies.
The creed, according to Costco, take care of your customers and your employees and your success will take care of the investors, does not mean, says CEO Jim Sinegal, that the company is somehow soft.
If someone is trying to describe this as some sort of altruism, it's nothing could be further from the truth. It is simply good business.
We've talked to some analysts who think that it would be a good thing if you started perhaps raising prices, maybe raising membership fees, that there might be ways to get still more cash out of Costco if it didn't operate quite in the way it does today.
Did any of these people run large retail companies?
No, but they did have hundreds of thousands of shares of your stock.
Well, they have, you know, they have a right to voice their opinion. But I think that, you know, we're always mindful of the criticism that we receive as a company. I mean, that's how could you not be? First of all, if you didn't pay attention to it, you would be pretty insular in your approach. So we definitely understand and recognize that, and we listen to it. But we also don't obsess about it. We look at what we think is the best route for developing our company and planning and improving our company. Everything is geared toward how do we make ourselves better than we were yesterday. And that's as a company, not necessarily on what's going to happen with the stock next Tuesday.
We did notice the other day that those amazing bags of limes at Costco went up. We wondered, I mean, maybe that wasn't a strategy. Maybe it was just a shortage of limes.
What was the product?
Limes. Fresh limes.
Oh, crushed limes. It's not a strategy, trust me.
One of the things that we've read about Costco, and I must say it's been my personal experience at Costco, is that as you go through the stores, you're always like looking for the thing that, you know, was not there before, that you've never seen before at that price, that you never planned to buy, what analysts call the treasure hunt aspect of Costco. Do you go on treasure hunts in Costco yourself?
Absolutely. You know, although I'm supposed to know in advance that the stuff is there, the real thing that seems to be the stimulus for increasing sales and increasing trips is that treasure hunt atmosphere. The unusual item that you're going to find. Maybe it's Waterford Crystal one time, and maybe the next time it's a Coach handbag. But the type of thing that you don't expect to find that you find, it becomes irresistible at that moment.
What was your last impulse purchase while you were touring one of your stores?
Well, I just picked up some Tommy Hilfiger shirts the other day.
At a good price, I hope.
You betcha.
So far, so good for Costco. Third quarter earnings beat expectations. 7 new stores are coming online this summer. The company just paid its first modest dividend. Investment analysts are a little more enthusiastic. And that toilet paper just keeps rolling out of the stores.
I see that there are 2 people who appear to have bought swimming pools.
Yes. It's a 15x4 swimming pool.
Insta pool.
The only thing that's lacking is cup holders for the carts. And then we would be totally happy.